It's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries. Our first stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Morton, North Dakota area, visiting with Pioneer field agronomist J.J. Janning. And J.J., crops, we seem like we got south of Fargo. Crops are much further ahead than north of Fargo.
You know, yeah, they've got in early down here. You get in that pocket south of Fargo down to maybe Comstock area. They've been missing a lot of rains, coupled with some of the frost events that we've had, coupled with the wind events we've had. That whole pocket, that whole Highway 46 corridor, they've had a tough spring, to say the least. So, there's guys at this point that are replanting their replant. So, we just need some moisture right now. We need this wind to stop blowing a little bit, but I feel bad for a lot of these growers in this area right now.
Crop right here in this area looks like we're seeing some knee-high corn. We've also seen some nice-looking soybeans. Wheat is starting to head out, though.
Correct, yeah. In this Morton area, they've been catching the rains. I think we're somewhere in that, from that April 1st to May, current June 15th time frame, we're right about 90% of normal precip for this immediate geography. So things look good here. You start deviating too far north or south from here where the rains have been a little bit more sparse. We're seeing a little crop stress, some of this wheat. Some of this wheat is starting to stress from the bottom up right now. The corn leaves are starting to curl up. So, like I said, the temperatures are supposed to start decreasing a little bit here over this next week to more moderate levels instead of this 95 degree type temperature. So that's going to help, but we just need a rain.
Yeah. With the as dry as it's been with this winds, are we able to stay ahead of the weed control?
We are right now. It's a lot of growers are out rushing to it's a lot of this corn starting to canopy right now. So guys are rushing out to make sure they get this stuff on in a timely fashion. A lot of the bean fields are starting to get a little hairy right now. But this last week here, there's been a lot of corn sprayed, a lot of soybeans sprayed. So I'm hopefully here in the next week, a lot of guys can start wrapping up with some of that stuff.
Our next stop on Crop Watch in the Barney, North Dakota area, visiting with Russell Malk. And Russell, looks like you're slowly getting the planter put away and everything's pretty much caught up with everything?
Yes, we finished 3 weeks ago or so, and then just kind of leaving the planter out in case we get that hailstorm or maybe a little bit of replant or something like this. But we have had no replant. We've had a little bit of frost along that County Road 40, Highway 46 north of here. And we've been watching it, and our beans along County Road 4 in Richland County did get a little bit of frost damage, a little bit of thinning, but they're all coming back. We just checked again this weekend, so our frost damage, we're going to just let it go and not replant.
Sure, pretty minimal.
Pretty minimal, for
How's moisture been?
At this farm, we're about 2 inches since it started raining, 3 weeks ago or so was the first rain, and so we've been doing pretty good. Our lawns are green yet, but it's dry. We're going to need rain.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Colfax, North Dakota area, just kind of south and west, and visiting with Craig Olson. Craig, out working cows today.
Yeah, we had to vaccinate our calves and cows, and now we should be good till fall.
Sure. What's the crop look like?
All over the board. We got wheat that I just went in yesterday. It's headed out and it's up to my knee. We got some wheat that's up to my knee. It's not headed out yet to head more moisture. So hopefully that has a chance. We got beans that we're replanting now. Beans have been struggling. They just haven't really come along very well. The wind, frost, heat, no moisture, a little bit of everything's been... They've had a tough ride coming out of the ground.
Yeah, we threw everything at it but the kitchen sink, I think.
Pretty close, yeah. And not much rain yet. We did have an inch, so that kind of helped some of them that push along so we could see where we needed to replant. Because they were so small, it was hard to see, where and what we needed to replant. We only had one field that we had a total replant. Was from 2 windstorms, and the second one just took them out. Yeah. So
we're getting close to the area where there was a lot of frost damage. Do you have a lot or not?
Not bad. I replanted about 30, 40 acres. I got a little more to touch up here now once I can see what's going on. It all depends on the area you're in and if you had a lot of trash. The beans that we did replant had some trash in them. Some people had more trash and they ended up planting fields. And then you go farther north here and east. That's where they had a lot of replants.
How about the corn?
Corn's come along pretty good. We got a couple of fields that are slow coming, but for the most part... Yeah, the rows are starting to close up. We're done spraying corn last week. I can't complain about the corn at all. There's a few fields here and there, of course, but the corn has hung in there. I think we got it in early enough and had moisture right away, and it's just been going down with the moisture.
And our next stop on Crop Watch, we are north and east of Colfax visiting with Scott Gusselow. And Scott, how's crop coming?
Well, the crop is coming well. This heat really pushed the corn and stuff along, but we've had some struggles along the way. A couple weeks ago, we hit some frost, and then we did have to replant about a third of our soybeans, which is kind of frustrating. It had a real nice stand, and that was disappointing to see. And then last week, we had some wind issues. So I actually was replanting yesterday, going out there and just filling in some spots where some wind destroyed it, some beans. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah. The as you mentioned, widespread area with frost?
Yeah, for the most part, for where we're at. You know, I would say, yeah, for us particularly, it was from the Christine area and south all the way down to Aber, and then to the west a little bit, and then into Minnesota on that side. So it was kind of a little corridor down there, right down 81.
Sure. You're loading up sprayers and stuff, just had one go out here now. Keeping ahead of the weed control?
We're trying. The pre's didn't work as well as we did, wanted it to, due to the dryness, and I think we had a little wind issue, maybe moved some of the pre's off the dirt a little bit. So, yeah, we're trying to keep ahead of it, especially now we got these few rains and the heat, it's really pushing it. So, yeah, we're trying to keep the, we're working on beans right now, got all the corn sprayed, and we're just trying to stay ahead of it.
Sure. You mentioned a little bit of rain. How is soil moisture?
For the most part, right in our particular area, we're doing pretty well. We were very fortunate. You know, back in April, we caught an inch of rain, and then we had a very narrow band that went right through our farm right in the first part of May, and we were very fortunate with that, so that really helped with the heat.
All in all, everything looking pretty good.
I think for the most part, we got to consider ourselves pretty fortunate considering how the rest of the state was this dry and everything like that. So, yeah, I would consider it pretty fortunate.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services.